Welcome to the podcast of Pastor Joseph Castillo from All Nations International Fellowship. Enjoy this podcast while you're doing household chores, riding your car, or even your morning devotions. I trust the living word of God to change your life forever. Visit us online at www.anifbeijing.com.
An apostle, Joseph Castillo. Oh, celebrate the man of God. Ask God to bless us.
Hallelujah.
Celebrate him, celebrate him, celebrate him. You can do better, somebody. You can do better. It's not to God. Because God has made him so. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You surely be blessed.
Thank you, Lord God. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Amen. Que Dieu vous bénisse. Bonne nuit, bonne nuit. Comment ça va, mon ami? Gloire à Dieu. Hallelujah. Amen. We have any French speakers here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I got my start in the Congolese churches. Amen. I got my start in the Congolese churches. Amen. So, je parle un petit peu. Any Congolese here? Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
I'm sure you're missing your fufu and your pundu right now. Hallelujah! I got one pastor friend from the Congo, and he lives in Guangzhou, and he carries fufu in his pocket everywhere he goes. We go to eat and he pulls out his fufu. I said, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen,
amen.
Thank you for that beautiful introduction, and that was very great for me. But let me hear you give a shout of praise and glory for the King of Kings. Hallelujah, Jesus. There is such a presence of God here today. Hallelujah. If this was my church, we would not have stopped worship so early. Not because we drag on the songs. If there's no anointing, we just stop it and go, you know, move on. But when the glory's there, I said, when the glory's there, there's nothing else to do on the agenda. Amen. You see, something about the glory is the glory it builds. Why do you think services like Rodney Howard Brown, Benny Hinn are 4, 5, 6 hours long? Because the glory builds, it builds, it builds, it builds. As we worship the Lord, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm glad to be here with you today. As the man of God said, my name is Joseph Castillo and I'm from Chicago. Amen. You see, I'm an apostle of the Lord. And this is a new mantle that I'm excited to receive. One of my mentors and fathers, Frank Summerall, the son of Dr. Lester Summerall, had a word from the Lord. And God told him to go to China and to place me in the office of an apostle.
Je suis un disciple descendant de Lester Samuel et il a eu une parole qui avait pour but de m'envoyer en Chine pour établir une église.
So,
alors,
this is something that since 1998 I've known that this would be this is a calling of mine, but it's something that I would never embrace until I had gray hair and, you know, 30, 40 years of experience.
Alors depuis 89, c'est quelque chose que j'ai su, mais que je n'ai jamais totalement embrassé parce que j'ai les cheveux blancs sur la tête.
But for 2 years, people consistently were prophesying this over me, prophesying this over me.
Mais pendant deux ans, beaucoup de personnes prophétisaient par rapport à cela.
And it was for me just confirmation, yes, amen, I received that, amen. But I would dare not take that type of title or mantle before its time.
Mais je n'oserais pas prendre ce type d'onction.
And when Dr. Frank Summerall called me and he told me the Lord spoke to him, he said, there's no age in the spirit. I'm only 38 years old, but he said, there's no age in the spirit. I know I look about 16, but I'm almost 40, hallelujah. And there's no sex in the spirit. No sex, no male, no female.
Oh, il n'y a pas de sex.
Yeah. Be careful what you're translating. Yeah. This is holy ground.
Il n'y a pas de genre dans l'esprit.
Amen. Amen. So at that point I said, well, Lord, you know, at this point, if I refuse it,
je dis, Seigneur, alors, si à ce point je refuse,
it would be pride.
Ça sera de l'orgueil.
That I think that my opinion is greater than God's opinion.
Que je pense que mon opinion est plus élevée que la tienne.
Sometimes you have to be humble.
Parfois, tu dois être humble
to accept what God has called you.
Pour accepter ce à quoi Dieu t'a appelé.
Amen.
Amen.
So I repented and I said, okay, man of God.
Alors je me suis repenti et j'ai dit, oh, Dieu.
And he spent a month with us, mentoring us and pointing to us. Dr. Frank Summerall.
Yeah.
He's the oldest son of Lester Summerall. For those of you, let me see here who doesn't know who Lester Summerall is. How about Smith Wigglesworth? Who knows, does not know who Smith Wigglesworth is? You do not know. Few people don't know. Amen. Well, these are the pioneers of the pioneers of the Pentecostal movement worldwide. I'll tell you stories that you've never heard before. There's a very well-known evangelist by the name of Billy Graham. And Billy Graham came on to Papa Frank's and Dr. Summerall's television show. Dr. Summerall started Christian television. Him and Pat Robertson, they both simultaneously pioneered Christian television. Pat Robertson, CBN. Dr. Lester Summerall pioneered revival in the Philippines, Christian television. He's the president of Feed the Hungry.
Dr. Summerall est un pionnier dans les croisades.
And he also pioneered Feed the Hungry.
Nourrit les pauvres.
And Christian Zionism, the support of Israel. Now most Christians support Israel, especially Chinese. Jerusalem looks like Beijing now.
Jerusalem is similar to Beijing.
The Chinese are everywhere.
Les Chinois sont partout.
And they're blowing their shofars and they have their prayer shawls, the tallits and everything.
Et ils font du bruit à Jérusalem.
But Dr. Summerall was the pioneer of the love of Zion, teaching the church to love and support Zion. And he started Christian Tours. He was the founder of Christian Tours in Israel.
Mais Dr. Lester Summerall est le pionnier de ceux qui ont commencé à prêcher pour l'amour de Sion.
You see, what happened is Dr. Frank Summerall and his father and mother, they were living in Israel, and they began to be surrounded and attacked, and the war began.
Dr. Summerall et ses parents, ils vivaient en Israël, et ils se sont fait attaquer.
And all the internet, all the foreign embassies ordered their people to leave Israel.
Et tous les ambassades ont quitté Israël.
And Dr. Summerall was the only one not to leave.
Et Dr. Summerall était le seul à ne pas quitter.
And the mayor of the city came to his house and said, "Why won't you leave? You have to leave."
Et les hommes de la ville sont venus à lui et pour dire, pourquoi est-ce que tu ne pars pas? Tu dois partir.
And Dr. Samuel said, "I'm not worried. I read the book. You win."
Et puis Dr. Samuel a dit, je ne m'inquiète pas. J'ai lu le livre. Vous avez gagné.
Amen.
Amen.
And he stayed there and he became best friends with Ben Gurion, the founder of modern day Israel, David Ben Gurion.
Il est devenu le meilleur ami de Ben Gurion.
And he began to pioneer Christian Zionism. Smith Wigglesworth was one of the great world healing evangelists that raised over 17 people from the dead.
Smith Wigglesworth était un très grand évangéliste qui a ressuscité à peu près 70 personnes d'entre les morts.
And Smith Wigglesworth mentored Dr. Summerall. And this was around the time that World War was breaking out, and they were also forced to leave England at the time. And when Lester went to say goodbye to Smith Wigglesworth,
et alors que Lester est parti dire bye bye à Smith Wigglesworth,
Smith Wigglesworth was a very large, big, two-fisted plumber, is a big man.
Et Smith Wigglesworth était tellement, il était corpulent.
And Dr. Summerall was a little man of stature.
Et Dr. Summerall était un petit homme.
And he grabbed Dr. Summerall.
Il a pris Dr. Summerall.
Wrapped his arms around him and began to weep.
Et il a pris dans ses bras et s'est mis à pleurer.
And he prayed that God would put everything in his spirit, everything that God ever gave him, that he would put it in Dr. Summerall. And as his teardrops fell upon the head of Dr. Summerall, Smith Wigglesworth began to shout. He said, "I see it, I see it, I see it. It's coming." He said, "I see the end, last day, end time revival coming to the earth." He said, "I won't see it." He said, "But you will see the beginning of it. And your sons will see this revival." Dr. Frank Summerall came. And he prayed for me.
Il a prié pour moi.
And he said, "The anointing of Smith Wigglesworth,
il a dit, l'onction de Smith Wigglesworth
and Howard Carter."
Howard Carter.
Most of you don't know who Howard Carter is.
La plupart d'entre vous ne connaissez pas qui Howard Carter est.
But you believe in speaking in tongues.
Mais vous croyez en parler en langue.
You believe in prophecy, but you don't know who Howard Carter is.
Vous croyez dans les prophéties, mais vous ne connaissez pas qui est Howard Carter.
Before Howard Carter,
avant que Howard Carter,
the entire world,
le monde entier,
believed that the gift
croyait que les dons
of healing was doctors.
Que les dons de guérison étaient aux docteurs.
Christians around the whole world believed that the gift of wisdom was going to school and studying many, many subjects. All the Christians in the world believed that the gift of tongues was learning a foreign language. Until God raised up Howard Carter. In the early 1900s, World War I began to break out.
À l'âge de 1900, le Seigneur a suscité Howard Carter.
And you see, Howard Carter was a man that didn't believe in war.
Et Howard Carter était quelqu'un qui ne croyait pas dans la guerre.
And he refused to join the draft.
Il a refusé de suivre le mouvement.
And they locked him up and they put him in prison.
Et on l'a enfermé, on l'a mis en prison.
And they wanted to torture him, so to speak, so they put him in a very small prison cell.
Donc on voulait le torturer, alors on l'a mis dans une cellule vraiment confinée.
This is a story you'll never hear anywhere but here today.
Ce sont les histoires que vous allez entendre nulle part ailleurs si c'était ce soir.
And on the top of the jail cell, there was a water leak, and it would drip on his head.
Et sur la toiture de sa cellule, il y avait une fissure, et de l'eau coulait sur sa tête.
And he began to cry out to God. And he was refusing to eat. And he was praying. He said, God, do something about that water. It's driving me crazy. And the Lord said, you do something about it. You see, the Bible says what you bind. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And what you loose on earth, somebody say me. Turn to your neighbor and say you. What you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. The Bible says in Romans, don't call Christ down to come back from heaven. And don't ask Christ to raise again from the dead to help you. But it says the word is in you, it's even in your mouth, the word of faith that you speak. And God said, Howard, you do something about it. And his hands were handcuffed to the table. And when the water came down, he said, stop in the name of Jesus. And the water drop froze right above his head. And he said, he saw that. Now that's not the first time that's happened. You remember Doubting Thomas? When Doubting Thomas, he's not a doubter anymore, amen. Doubting Thomas went to South India, and R.W. Shambach said when he was in Goa, he saw the church in South India that Thomas started. St. Thomas, the church that he started in South India.
Qu'il a commencé en Inde.
Do we have any Indians here?
Est-ce qu'on a des Indiens dans la place?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have rich Christian roots.
Vous avez des racines chrétiennes.
From the very first apostles.
Les premiers apôtres.
Amen.
Amen.
And Thomas, do you know the story?
Vous connaissez l'histoire de Thomas?
The people there were worshiping the God of the water, the sea. And Thomas, you know this story, Tim? And Thomas came down there to show them whose God is Lord. And he splashed that water up and commanded it to freeze in Jesus' name. And just like Howard Carter, the water froze in midair. That whole town in India came to Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, if you want to win cities to Christ, if you want to win nations to Christ, you can't just talk about the glory, you can't just teach about the glory, you can't just scream about the glory, you have to manifest the glory. Somebody say manifest. And you're the people of manifestation. God said, Howard, you do something about it. And it froze right above his head. Well, you could imagine his faith rose up. And he said, now go back into that. Go back into the wall. And the water drop went back into the ceiling. And it never dropped on his head again. Come on, you can do better than that. Hallelujah! Glory! He asked the guard, please give me a pencil and a paper. I'm losing my mind here. And in that prison cell, he penned the 9 gifts of the Spirit. And God said, you see how you made that water stand still? That's the gift of foi.
Ça, c'est le don de la foi.
Amen.
Amen.
Foi is faith. But you're not a French speaking people. That's the gift of faith. And God showed him these nine gifts were supernatural, spiritual gifts. The speaking in tongues is not a foreign language. People always say, oh yeah, I speak in tongues. I think it's Japanese. I'm not sure.
No.
Say no. Speaking in tongues is a heavenly language. It's a heavenly language. You're talking to God in God talk. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
God said the gift of faith is supernatural. It's beyond your ordinary faith. It comes upon you in a time of need to do what you can never do. Amen. The gift of wisdom is a thought or a fact in the mind of God about the future. The Bible says the wisdom of the world is sensual and devilish. But the gift of the word of wisdom is a thought or fact that God knows about your future or somebody's future. God said the word of knowledge is a thought or fact in the mind of God about a past or present reality. Don't tell me you're a prophet if you look at me and say, oh, I see the Lord's working on you to lose weight. And the Lord says he's going to take off the weight supernaturally. Well, anyone could prophesy that over me.
Well,
I just lost 100 pounds. Amen.
Amen.
And actually, I had to exercise and eat salads. Now, God can supernaturally cause you to lose weight in the glory. It's possible. But a prophet doesn't prophesy the obvious. Oh, you look sad today. The Lord says you have dealing with sadness. A true prophetic gift cuts through all that. You know that person's always, hey, praise the Lord. Hey, God bless you. Amen. But at home, they're all depressed and bitter, you know. The prophet will say, you look happy, you're smiling, but you're dealing with a spirit of depression. It's not being a Captain Obvious. Captain Obvious. Captain Obvious, it says all the obvious things. One lady came to a guy in my church. He's single. He has a baby and he's single. And she said, I see the Lord. The Lord showed me that you're looking for love and you want someone to love your baby and take care of you.
Il y a une femme qui est venue, un homme dans mon église. Et il dit au gars, oh, j'ai vu que tu es seul et que le Seigneur...
Amen. They got it.
You got it.
I got it.
Amen.
And that you're looking for love, you know, whatever.
Et si tu cherches de l'amour.
And my friend said, oh, she's a prophet.
Et mon ami a dit, oh, c'est une prophétesse.
And he's Bulgarian. He's a good friend of mine. He's Bulgarian.
Il est bulgare. Il est un bon ami à moi.
But he really likes African women.
Mais il aime vraiment les femmes africaines.
I should have brought him here. But I said, brother, that's not a prophecy. Everybody who met you knows you're looking for an African woman. That's obvious. Amen. It's a supernatural gift. And he mentored Dr. Samaran. Traveled with him all throughout Asia. Dr. Samaran went to over 145 countries of the world. And Papa Frank Summerall came here Frank Summerall, his oldest son,
okay, son fils aîné,
and laid hands on me and said, the anointing that I've got passed down from Howard Carter, from Smith Wigglesworth, to me, I pass to you. The power of God came on me. I fell on the floor. We had several pastors from around the world come there to be a part of that service, including the BICF, Pastor Favor, your pastor. Amen. And that's the same anointing I want to pass to you. You see, it has to multiply. You see, the miracle, that little boy that came to Jesus with the fish and the bread, it didn't multiply when he gave to Jesus. So the boy sowed that.
Alors cet enfant a donné à Jésus.
And the seed didn't multiply then.
Et cette semence s'est multipliée.
It wasn't until they sowed it twice sown seed.
C'était juste parce qu'ils ont semé deux semences.
So when the seed is sown a second time,
alors que la semence est semée une seconde fois,
that's where the miracle is. That's where the miracle is.
C'est là où il y a le miracle.
Amen.
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 Jesus said, it's good for you for me to go.
Jésus a dit, c'est avantageux pour vous que je m'en aille.
Because if he leaves, he can send the Holy Spirit and it can multiply.
Parce que s'il part, il pourra vous envoyer le Saint-Esprit et se multiplier.
In this last day, end time revival that Smith Wigglesworth prophesied about, this is our generation.
Et alors que nous sommes dans la fin de temps,
we're the generation not to just talk about the glory, but to manifest the glory. If you believe that, say amen. If you want to be that person, say amen. If you want to manifest the glory, say amen. Receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You see, God is not looking for perfect people. If he could have found a perfect person, he would have never sent Jesus. He had that problem already for thousands of years. Couldn't find anybody. So he dealt with that issue by sending Jesus to justify you. That he who knew no sin became sin for you. So that you can become the righteousness of God. Amen.
Amen.
You're not trying to become the righteousness of God. You are the righteousness of God. You're not trying to become righteous. You are righteous. You don't have the nature of a sinner in you. You have the nature of God in you. And it's simply the revelation of that fact that allows you to release the glory. You don't need a bunch of theology. Peter wasn't a theologian, he was a cussing fisherman. But he saw the Lamb. He saw the Lamb carry his sins on those cross. And after that, even his shadow healed the sick. Do you hear me? My little sister, we were in Bible college together, me, Tim, and my sister. Same school. And I don't know what she was doing, but she rolled out of the bed and she broke her foot, three bones in her foot. She was on the top bunk in the dormitory. But you know, my sister, she's one of those girls that sleep like this. You know. Amen.
Amen.
And she rolled right out of the bed.
Alors, en se retournant,
broke three bones in her feet.
Tombée, elle a cassé trois os dans ses pieds.
And she asked us to pray for her healing.
Et elle a demandé à ce que nous prions pour sa guérison.
Now watch this.
Et regardez ceci.
We prayed for her to be healed.
On a prié pour qu'elle soit guérie.
She wasn't healed.
Elle n'était pas guérie.
We prayed for her to be healed.
On a prié pour qu'elle soit guérie.
She wasn't healed.
Elle n'était pas guérie.
So now we go for coffee.
Alors, on peut prendre du café.
And she's like, you know, Joey. Call me Joey. Joey. How come I can't be healed? Why won't God heal me? So I gave her a theological answer.
Alors, je lui ai donné une réponse théologique.
I could explain that correctly and theologically. And she was like, whatever. I said, well, if you don't listen to this, I don't know, what can I do? I
said.
Then we had a prayer advance. We don't say retreat, but we say advance. Because in prayer, you don't retreat. In prayer, you advance. You go forward. So we had a prayer advance.
Alors on a eu une avancée de prière.
And we had a Mexican guy there named Daniel. Daniel Vasquez, a Mexican guy. And he had a broken leg and he was on crutches.
Et on avait un Mexicain du nom de Daniel qui avait également un pied cassé. Il était avec des béquilles.
And the angel of the Lord came and stirred up the waters.
Et l'ange de l'Éternel est venu, il a touché l'eau.
And I believe the angel of the Lord is here today stirring up the waters. Hallelujah. And you're going to be changed and transformed before this week is over. And then the waters were stirred, and Dan, Pastor Dan Vasquez, he threw his crutches on the floor and he began to run. Totally healed. And my sister said, oh glory. And she threw her crutches down. And she got up. Boom! Face first on her floor. I was going to fall down to show you, but I don't know if I get back up. Boom! You got chest like that. Right on her face. I was so embarrassed. I said, oh Lord. That's... Everybody knows she's my sister. You see, Pastor Dan, the Mexican guy, he had the gift of faith, Kate rose in him.
Pastor Dan, le Mexican, il avait le don de la foi.
But you can't just copy somebody else's miracle.
Tu ne peux pas juste photocopier le miracle de quelqu'un d'autre.
Because you're excited in your flesh.
Parce que tu es excité dans ton mouvement.
See, and a lot of times we get excited in church and excited in our flesh. But your spirit doesn't have enough substance to have the same miracle. That's why it don't work for you. Because your spirit has to have substance to stand on. Glory is substance. Glory is the substance of heaven. As a matter of fact, glory is the substance of the entire universe.
La gloire, c'est la substance de l'univers tout entier.
Out of the entire universe,
and tout l'univers entier,
do we have any science majors here?
Est-ce qu'on a des gens qui font de la science?
Amen. Out of the entire universe, all the molecules and atoms and all these things, 96% of it is unseen.
96% de tout cela n'est pas visible à l'œil.
They call it dark matter. It's unseen. They don't.
Matière noire en science.
And it's all held together.
Et c'est tout agrégé ensemble.
By some unknown substance.
Et c'est agrégé par une puissance, par une substance invisible.
Albert Einstein spoke much of this. Albert Einstein spoke a lot about this.
Albert Einstein a parlé à propos de cela.
It's all held together by the word of his power.
Et c'est arrêté, c'est
See, when Hebrews says that we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen, it didn't mean that you're looking at something that's not a real substance. It means that with your faith, you're looking at something that is substance in a different realm. I'm preaching better than you're shouting. You see, what you're praying for already exists in a different realm. Therefore, your imagination and your faith becomes the factory to produce your future. Do you hear me? That's why God told Abraham, you see the stars, as far as you, as many as they are, that's the seed I'm going to give you. And God took Abraham to a land and said, look to the north, look to the south, look all around. As far as you can see, I'm going to give you. But if you can't see next year's tuition, you can't take it. If you can't see your PhD, you can't take it. If you can't see your car, you can't take it. If you can't see your husband, you can't take it. Because your faith and your imagination is the factory that will produce what God's will is for your life. And guess what? An empty factory warehouse ain't producing nothing. So here goes my sister.
Et voici ma sœur.
But this was around my graduation time. In the year that I graduated, a movie came out called The Passion of Christ. Passion of Christ. Has anybody seen that movie?
La Passion de Christ.
Well, we got our popcorn.
On avait du popcorn.
Coca-Cola.
Avec du Coca-Cola.
Some candies.
Avec des
and we're all happy.
On était tellement contents.
Praise God.
Gloire à Dieu.
My family was visiting for my graduation.
My
other
famille,
sisters, yeah.
Ma famille était venue pour la cérémonie de mon diplôme.
And we sat down.
Et nous sommes assis.
The movie began.
Le film a commencé.
And the same popcorn we had when the movie began, we had when the movie was over. Nobody ate a piece of popcorn. Nobody ate a piece of candy. The drinks were full. We did it. We just put it all in the garbage. And after we left, nobody even looked at each other in the eyes. We just all walked out quietly. Did the movie affect you like that too? And me, being the healthiest one, I said, should we go for dinner? And everyone said, I'm not hungry. And I said, yeah, just checking, me too. They probably didn't believe me, but you know. I mean, I could always eat. Don't ask me, do you want to eat? I could always. I said, well, you know, if you're hungry. I just had lunch, but you know, praise the Lord, I can have a little dessert. I had dessert, but we can have a little coffee, you know. Amen? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's on Sunday. My sister is using the crutches. She goes back to her dorm. She sits on her bed. And she begins to think about this movie. And she begins to think about how he was beaten with the whip. And how the chunks of flesh hung off his back. And she began to cry. And she thought about when Jesus was walking up the Via Dolorosa. I was there a few months ago. And in that scene in the movie, he's carrying the cross of the Via Dolorosa. And it says, "Behold, I make all things new." And she cried, thinking of what Jesus suffered for her. Now she's heard this all theologically.
Alors, elle a entendu tout cela de manière théologique.
But the movie brought her there.
Mais le film l'a amené à cette dimension.
And she said, "Jesus, thank you so much
for
taking my sin,
for
paying that price."
Pour avoir payé ce prix.
And she laid hands on her foot.
Elle a posé les mains à son pied.
And she said, "Foot, you have no right to be broken."
Elle a dit, "Mon pied, tu n'as aucun droit d'être brisé."
Because my God was broken for me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Jesus, the anointing is moving all over this room right now. She laid down in that bed, thinking it was still broke. She got up early in the morning. She had to catch a taxi to the doctor because I was still sleeping. That's what brothers are for, amen. She goes to the doctor, you know. She sits down on the table. The doctor examines the foot. And he comes back in with the thing. And he says, "Qu'est-ce que c'est? Qu'est-ce que c'est? What is this?
What is this?
Juste un chemin. Juste un chemin.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Whose foot is this?" He said, "Why are you on crutches?" She doesn't understand what he's
saying.
It's like he's speaking French. And he says, "Why are you on crutches?" She said, "Because my foot's broken." He says, "Well, according to the X-rays, your all your bones are totally and completely healed." She said, "What?" She looks at it. He says, "Okay, try and put a little pressure on your foot because she hasn't put her foot down. She holds it in the air with the crutch. So from last night to the morning, she never sat her foot down." So he says, "Put a little pressure on it." And she puts her toe down and her foot down, and she stands up. She's like, "Oh my God! Oh my God! Hallelujah!" You know, my sister's a little dramatic, you know. She's like, "Oh my God! Oh!" Totally healed. Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. You see what happened? When she saw Jesus take her sin, faith rose in her heart. And she had a revelation that I can't be sick. He didn't suffer all that for me to be sick. He didn't suffer all that for me to be broke. He didn't suffer all that for me to have depression. He didn't suffer all that so I would have to labor and stress and kill myself just to pay my bills.
Il n'a pas souffert tout cela
bien stressé pour payer mes factures.
No, he paid a price.
Comment il a payé un prix?
For your well-being.
Pour notre santé.
You see?
Vous voyez?
And that's what Peter saw.
C'est ce que Pierre a vu.
And that's why sick people couldn't even come out of his shadow without being healed.
Et c'est pour ça que les gens ne pouvaient pas passer sous son ombre sans être guéris.
Because what becomes a reality in you begins to manifest around you.
Parce que ce qui devient une réalité en toi se manifeste hors au dehors de toi.
A man by the name of Kenneth Hagin.
Un homme du nom de Kenneth Hagin.
Had a guest pastor come and stay in his home to preach a revival. And this man had high blood pressure.
Et cet homme avait de la tension haute.
And he had high blood pressure medications and things.
Il avait des médicaments hypertensifs.
And Hagin told him, hey, check your pressure. Don't just take the medication, check your blood.
Et Hagin lui dit, regarde un peu ta pression, ne prends pas les médicaments, regarde ta pression.
Because I don't allow sickness to operate around me. And the man checked his blood pressure was normal.
Et le gars regardait sa pression artérielle, elle était normale.
For the entire week he stayed in Brother Hagin's house, his blood pressure never went up.
Et toute la semaine où il a passé chez Kenneth Hagin, sa pression artérielle n'était pas élevée.
When he left, it went up.
Quand il a quitté, il a chuté.
Why do people go to Benny Hinn crusades, miracle crusades, get healed in the crusade, but when they get home, they're sick again?
Pourquoi est-ce que les gens vont dans les croisades telles que celles de Benny Hinn et rentrent étant toujours malades?
Have you ever asked yourself that?
Est-ce que vous vous êtes déjà posé la question?
Have you ever thought about that?
Est-ce que vous avez déjà pensé à cela?
It's because once they leave that atmosphere of the glory,
c'est parce que une fois qu'ils ont quitté l'atmosphère de gloire,
what's going to keep them?
Ce qui va garder, ce qui va les préserver,
is the substance that is in their heart.
C'est la substance qui est dans le cœur.
See, the corporate anointing can cause faith to rise while you're in service.
Vous voyez, l'onction corporative peut faire que la foi jaillit.
But when you get home and your roommate's arguing with you,
mais lorsque tu rentres dans ta chambre et qu'avec ton cochambrier vous vous discutez,
and the bank is emailing you, you owe money.
Et que la banque est en train de t'envahir parce que tu dois de l'argent.
And the dorm is saying, where's your dorm fees? See, it's easy for your faith to leave. We have to have the faith that stays. When Peter walked on water, and then the Bible says he looked around and began to sink. You know the story, you've heard many people preach on this. Jesus said, oh you of little faith, why did you doubt? I'm going to tell you something you've never heard. That word, little faith, is a bad translation. That wasn't little faith, that was great faith. I mean, how many of you walked on water? I mean, I drank some water, but you know. We had one guy in Bible college. I'm sitting in the dormitories. And we're all fellowshipping, you know. And this brother from the Bible college walks into the dorms. Dustin, Brother Dustin. Soaking wet, all wet. With a suit and tie, all wet. And we look out the window, and it's sunny outside. And I'm sitting on the sofa, and my friends ask me, Dustin, why are you all wet? He said, well, I got excited during chapel. The pastor said, if you can believe, all things are possible. So right down the road from the Bible school, there was a little pond. And he pulled his car over, jumped out of the car. He ran to the pond because he didn't want his faith to lose before he got there. So he ran to the pond. Before his faith could escape.
Alors, il a arrêté la voiture, il a
And he ran straight into the water.
Directement dans l'eau.
Jesus said, "Oh, you of a short burst of faith."
Jésus a dit, "Oh, toi, homme d'une foi de courte durée."
Not little in size, but little in length.
Yeah. Non, pas petit en quantité, mais petit en temps.
And if you're going to go where God wants you to go,
et si tu vas aller où Dieu t'appelle,
you have to develop enduring faith. That says, come hell or high water, I'm going to believe. And if I go down, God, you're going down with me together.
Hallelujah.
And you might say, well, Pastor Joey, what if I'm believing God, and then, you know, and I die? Well, let me ask you a question. When you die, and you get to the gates of heaven,
et tu arrives au portail de tes cieux,
and Jesus opens the gates,
et Jésus ouvre le portail,
do you want him to say good try or good job?
Veux-tu qu'il dise bon essai ou bon travail ou bien fait,
good job, you tried a little bit, but you know, it's okay, come on.
Tu veux qu'il dise, oh, tu as essayé, bien.
Or you want to say good job. You believed me to the very end. You stood in faith and did not doubt. Like Abraham, that was fully persuaded and did not waver in his faith, but believed that what God said, he was also able to do. And even he thought his body not dead. But believed what God said, he was able. The problem with the church today is we know what God said, we just don't believe that it applies to us. We believe God can do anything, but we think that for some reason we're just unworthy and that maybe he won't do for me. God's not looking for perfect people. He's looking for believing people. Amen. That will say, not my will, yours be done. And believe him. I had a word. We had a guy in my church from Uganda. And the Lord spoke to me. I don't know anything about him. But apparently his parents have a lot of money. And his parents were paying his tuition here in Beijing. I thought all of my African members were on scholarships from the government. I thought.
J'ai cru que tous les membres de mon église qui sont de la communauté africaine étaient sur
scholarship from the government.
Subvention de l'État.
I didn't know his parents were taking care of him.
Je ne savais pas que ses parents le
prenaient. But the Lord spoke to me and told him.
Et le Seigneur m'a parlé et lui a dit.
Andrew. Yeah. He said, I can share this testimony. It's okay. Amen. Andrew. The Lord said,
le Seigneur a dit,
don't take help from your parents this next semester. God wants to show you he can pay for your tuition himself.
Le Seigneur a dit, Andrew, ne prends pas ta scolarité de tes parents. Je vais te prouver et te montrer que je peux payer ta scolarité.
He left the church.
Il a quitté l'église.
He came back a couple weeks later.
Il est venu après quelques semaines.
He said, Pastor, I never told you, but my parents pay my tuition. And I took a step of faith.
Et j'ai pris un pas de foi.
And I took the word of the Lord from you.
Et j'ai pris la parole que tu m'as donnée.
And I told my parents, don't sponsor me this year.
Et j'ai dit à mes parents, ne me sponsorisez pas cette année.
I'm going to trust the Lord.
Je vais croire au Seigneur.
And though he's been paying his own tuition the whole time he's been in China,
et alors que il payait sa pension pendant toute la période où il était ici en Chine,
one of the Chinese people in the school noticed he had an excellent spirit within him.
Et un des Chinois dans l'établissement a réalisé qu'il avait un bon esprit.
Submitted his name without permission from him, without telling him,
sans lui dire.
And he got a full scholarship, tuition, dorms, and money every month. A couple thousand kwai every month. Hallelujah!
God is your supply. Not the government, not your parents, not your job. God is your supply. And until you settle in your spirit that God is my supplier, you'll always be chained to some other source. But God didn't create you to be chained to some other source. I have three houses. Cash, I paid cash. I have a car, I paid cash. I'm about to buy my fourth house in Tulsa, I'm paying cash. I'm an orphan. My mother died from AIDS. My father was shot and killed in California. I spent my highest grade. I didn't even go to school. I didn't even go to first. I failed first grade. Second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade. I just didn't go. Because my mother was a drug addict. My father was dead. So I just watched TV. I mean, I'm a kid. I don't want to go to school. Amen. Thank God my son loves school. I don't know where he got that from. Let's go to my wife. I'm getting an honorary PhD in 2 months. From an international Christian school that's credited with the United Nations, the only one that's credited in the United Nations for the humanitarian work. Honorary PhD, and I didn't even go to school growing up. You see, faith can. You don't need any money. You need faith in God. Everyone I know has a house, they have debt. I'm an orphan. No education. And I owe three going on four cash. Because when I got saved, I got saved in jail. Because I was selling drugs. I was a gang member. Matter of fact, I didn't sell drugs. I sold everything I could sell. I was selling, you know, I'm selling the Bible now. I mean, some CDs, some books. But I used to sell guns and drugs and all kinds of things. Amen. An orphan, drug addict, gang member with no education. And when I got saved, God said, Joey, he showed me my mother in the life I lived with her and how she died. During the worship, we're worshiping God. And it's like he played a movie for me. And I saw myself sitting next to the window in my apartment with roaches everywhere. Zhanglang. I hate Zhanglang now. Zhanglang. It's Chinese for roaches. That's why I don't go to the restaurant downstairs called Zhang Liang. Because it sounds too similar. Nice. No food in the house. 3-4 in the morning, my mother don't know where she is. Crying, thinking maybe she's dead. 7 years old. God brought me there. Then he brought me to when I was in my bedroom. And my mom said, go in the room, close the door. And I put my ear to the door. And I heard her on the phone that my father was shot and killed. And when the door opened up, my mother said, I need to tell you, your father was hit by a car.
Et quand la porte est ouverte, ma mère m'a dit, je veux te dire que ton père a été heurté par une voiture.
But I already heard he was shot.
Mais j'avais déjà compris, j'avais déjà entendu qu'il a été tué par
God showed me that.
Le Seigneur me l'avait montré.
And he said, Joey, I couldn't help you then. Because I wasn't in your life. I had no legal access. You see, let me tell you something right now. God, He does not move because of need. It's not because He's incompassionate, it's because that's illegal. When God made the world and He put Adam in the garden, He gave man dominion over everything. Therefore, it's illegal for Him to operate in certain areas without man's cooperation.
Quand le Seigneur a formé la terre, il a mis Adam dans le jardin et il lui a donné tout pouvoir sur la terre. Alors ça devient totalement illégal s'il travaille sur la terre sans la coopération de l'homme.
That's why you have to pray.
C'est pour ça que tu dois prier.
That's why you have to prophesy.
C'est pour ça que tu dois prophétiser.
Because you need to. He wants to move. He's waiting on you.
Parce que le Seigneur veut se mouvoir. Il t'attend.
And he said, I can't. I couldn't then. But now that you've given your life to me, now that you belong to me, he said, I'll be your mother and I'll be your father. And anything you need, I will supply to you. And from that day forward, God's been my supply. I went to college. I shouldn't even have been to college, but I went to college, Bible college, and a kid who never went to school, I prayed for straight A's, and I got straight A's every single semester. I used to get F. I thought that meant fantastic. Magnifique.
Magnifique.
No.
No.
God gave me A.
And
Miss Burgess gave me a B. One teacher gave me a B. She was tough. Amen. But here, a gangbanger with no education, all A's. Because he's going to be my father. He's going to be my mother. And as long as you're depending on the government, a relationship, a friend, a scholarship, a job, you're limiting the Holy One of Israel. Do you hear me? Amen? Do you hear me?
Amen.
You see, there's not a job in this world that's going to pay you enough to fulfill your high calling. The job's only going to pay you enough money to keep you coming back Monday. Wants to keep you chained. Keep you limited. But God's calling for you is too great. His purpose for you is too great. And He wants you to operate above the world's standards. And above the world's limitations. Outside of dependence from the arm of the flesh. So people will see your God. I had one brother in our church, he's a leader from Liberia. He said, Pastor, I can't come to church today because it's the final exams, I have to study. And I said, you'll study, you'll pass, you'll get a degree, and won't find a job. How many PhDs don't have a job? How many PhDs are driving taxis? Get your degree, but it's going to be God who opens up the doors. And that's why you put God first. You seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else will work itself out. Amen.
And the people in my church, there were students that they would bring their homework to church. And they would sit in the church and worship and then do their papers. They've graduated, gone back to their nations, and they're the head and they're not the tail. And they're the head and they're not the tail. One sister in my church told me, Pastor, one thing I prayed to God, I said, God, I don't want to ever fill out a job application. I don't ever want to fill out a job application. She's Ghanaian. And she told me, Pastor, you know what? She's about 32, 34.
Elle a environ 32 ans.
She said, to this day, I have always had great jobs.
Elle a dit, jusqu'à ce jour, j'ai toujours
She's working now for the Ghana government.
Elle dit, j'ai toujours eu des grands emplois. Elle travaille pour le
We have several diplomats in my church from Ghana.
Elle dit, y a plusieurs diplomates
and she said to me, I've never in my life applied for a job and,
dans ma vie, je n'ai jamais postulé pour
and I've never been without work.
Et je n'ai jamais été sans emploi.
Come on!
Come on!
God supplies your needs according to His riches and glory. Amen. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread. Nobody in my family bought a house cash. I went with cash. I was so happy I took a selfie and put it on Instagram. I had money. I was like, how did I get the money? I prayed it in. I prayed it in.
J'ai prié.
And then a guy walks up to me in Canada. I've only talked to him 5 minutes. And he said, I've only met two people in my life that have an anointing to change an entire nation. He said, one was over here in England. And you're the second one. And I have to sow into you. Here's $100,000. $100,000
cash.
I went and bought a couple houses. Amen. See, a dummy would go buy a nice car. Oh, look at my BMW. Hallelujah.
BMW
ain't gonna bring you any more money, honey. But my houses, I have renters, and I'm getting money every month now. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
When he gave me that money, did I do like my sister? Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. No, I said, I've been waiting for three, four months. Praise God. Because for a year, God showed me, and at first in a dream, God showed me, someone gave me $100,000. The same dream. God said, in the dream, I became an apostle, and someone gave me
$100,000.
So I had this dream, and I was like, Lord, what does this mean? Don't be so spiritual. It means I'm going to make you an apostle and give you $100,000. That's what it means. Amen?
Amen.
So then 6 months later, a guy comes to my church, I think a Sri Lankan. And he tells me, the Lord says someone's going to give you
$100,000.
And I said, praise you, Jesus. That's when I praise God. Because now I know the dream was physical, it was real. So he said, you're going to get it by December. If you think you're a prophet, let me just tell you, be careful with days, please. Because prophets always think it's going to happen right now. It's going to happen in 2 months. It's going to happen so, you know. Prophets always think it's going to happen in 2 months. It's going to happen in 3 months. It's going to happen this year. Prophets always think that. Because in the spirit realm, time is different. That's why one of the greatest prophets, Bob Jones, so accurate, but he was totally wrong on the days. Always wrong on the days.
Précis, mais il avait toujours les dates fausses.
So we say, don't prophesy days. Just say soon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I got the $100,000 in April, but the man of God said it before December ends. So it was 4 months late. I said, well, praise God, you're late, but just send it to my bank. Here's my bank account. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, but I've been praising God for 6 months. Hallelujah. Dance in my church, I'm dancing. And people think, oh, Pastor Joey likes to dance. I don't like to dance. I'm praising my $100,000 into my house. Hallelujah. Channel, take my $100,000. Lord, glory. I'm doing my faith dance. Hallelujah. If you don't have a faith dance, you need to get one. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not dancing for what he's done. I'm dancing for what he's going to do. Hallelujah. And that's faith. Hallelujah. I'm more excited for what he's going to do for what he's done. Hallelujah. Because I have faith. That my ladder will be greater than my past. Hallelujah. Oh, I was beat. I was abused. I was on drugs. I was just, but I have faith that I'm about to take over nations for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I don't pray to impact the city. I pray to impact the nation for Jesus. So God puts me on CCTV, Weijo TV, Shanxi TV, Jilin TV, Jiangsu TV next week. Dance your tie. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because I'm praying to win nations to Christ. And I'm not going to win a nation to Christ sitting in my little church preaching to 40 people. Amen. But hallelujah. A place like this, with people from all over the world, I'm going to preach a message tomorrow called Firewalkers. Because I'm going to show you, you were created in the fire. You were born in the fire. You walked in the fire. And you're called to walk in the fire of the glory of God. Amen. Stand to your feet right now and let's begin to praise God in this place.
We had to stop the recording at that point, but you might be listening right now and you say, Pastor Joey, I wanted to pray that prayer. If I was there, I would have prayed with you. I'd like to pray right now, as a matter of fact. I'd like to give my life to Jesus Christ. I would like to have God in my life, and I'd like to know Jesus as my Savior and my Lord and surrender my life to Him. You know, repentance means to turn away from your way of doing things and to turn to God's way. We've done things our own way, like they used to say in Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous. When I did the 12 steps, they said, your best decisions and your best ways of thinking and your best ways to handle life have gotten you to this situation. And now it's time to trust a higher power. But there is no higher power than the God of all the earth. His name is Jehovah. And he sent his son Jesus to die for you. And through him, you can turn from your way of doing things to his way. And his way is the right way because he made you. And he made you for a purpose. And he knows exactly what you need to pull out your potential, to forgive you of your sins, deliver you from the things that keep you away from God in a sin and death cycle. And if you'd open up your heart to him right now, together with me, God can begin a new work in your life. So just pray with me wherever you're at, whether you're driving your car, whether you're at home, wherever you are, just pray with me and repeat after me. Say, Father, I come to you now, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to forgive me. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe that your Son died for my sins. And on the third day, he was raised from the dead. From this day forward, I belong to you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, I'd like you to contact me, and we can send you some more resources and materials that can help you start this new life, because this is the first day of the rest of your life. Email me at joe@nationsabroad.com or email the church at nfcontact@gmail.com. And we'd love to speak with you and just correspond with you and put you on the right path, maybe help you find some local churches there online or something, or maybe we know some pastors there that could follow up with you and help teach you the Word of God. Thank you for listening, and feel free to download the other podcasts and just feed on the Word of God.